RV, Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeart Radio Station.
The Dog and Joe Show
on 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, what is your holy grail must-have unicorn item? Something that you've always searched for, something from your childhood, something that you've always wanted. You spend time on eBay. Maybe you're on Craigslist. Maybe you hang out at swap meets. Whatever it is, what's that one thing that you're always looking for, that thing you gotta have? And I don't care if it's a pocket comb. I don't care if it's a pocket knife, a car, a motorcycle, something from your childhood, a toy, a hot wheel, whatever it is. And I know women have these things too.
Oh yeah.
What are these things? Holy grail must find item. 766-9370. We haven't gotten to Joe's yet. What is yours, Joe? Do you have any holy grail unicorn must find items?
Well, I was kind of hoping you would go to yours first, because I got to be honest, I
thought you were going to say, well, my must have item, my holy grail thing, isn't a unicorn item, it's an actual unicorn.
I have that. I've already got that, man.
You're never going to believe this, man. I was out looking for Bigfoot one time, and I came across a unicorn.
I rode that thing into work today. Most of the things that I would really want or whatever, I go get. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Because I don't really sought after or prize super expensive things.
You don't lust after much.
No,
I don't. You see it, you want it, you buy it.
Pretty common guy, you know. Of the things I could even think about, you know, like, I don't even know. Like the dune buggy. You know?
Oh, your dune buggy, yeah.
I had that, because what made me think of this was the way you were describing it earlier, something you have from your childhood or seeing that maybe your parents or someone had.
Uh-huh.
Remember, I tell you, my dad had that red dune buggy, that red Manx, and he took me for a ride in it and when I was like Digger's age and younger, and yeah. I loved it and always wanted one through my whole life, so when I had the opportunity, I got one.
Sold his Harley-Davidson motorcycle to buy this dune buggy. I begged. I pleaded. I said, don't do it. And every time I say, don't do it, you know, reverse psychology, I never get smarter. I say, don't do it. Joe buys this thing because he had to have this dune buggy. And what Joe always fails to realize is that his dad had one and sold it. And his dad was smart and sold it for a reason. And then Joe, he had to go back out and get it. And I know your dad had to have cussed you too when you bought that thing, didn't he?
He goes, oh, you got one of those, did you? And he was, when he came to visit the last time, he was recovering from I think this one was his hip or his knee surgery, so he couldn't hop in there and ride it around with me.
Uh huh.
But that's my thing. The next time, I want him to get in there and take a spin with me in it.
Was he excited to see it?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was kind of excited.
Yeah, I would have thought he would have said, you stupid, stupid child. Didn't I teach you anything when I sold one years and years ago? I got rid of it because it was a bucket of bolts.
I've been lucky with mine. Mine's not been, and luckily I found a fairly nice one, you know, so it was turnkey. I didn't have to do anything to it.
Yeah, but you don't drive it though right now because why?
Well, it needs new wiring inside of it.
Yeah, turnkey.
Yeah.
It needs, turnkey means you put the key in it, you turn it, it starts, you drive it. Yeah, what you have is not a turnkey item anymore. And it was when you bought it, but it's not now because you got a hold of it.
Well, what it was turnkey for the guy that had it, because he kept it real nice sitting in his garage, and then me and Digger just rode it to the... Remember when Folsom Lake was getting empty? We broke the motor mounts in there. I broke all three motor mounts on it one time when we were hopping around in Folsom Lake with it.
Ridiculous. So that's your holy grail unicorn item?
Yeah. I mean, I've had my Harley.
Uh-huh.
I love that. That would have been, I think, if you have to classify something to be something I didn't think I'd ever be able to get or afford or have my own that I bought, would have been my Harley.
Okay, 766-9370. I think everybody out there, they've got something or some things that they must have or that they search for, you know, like I say, on different websites or whatever. We bring this up because Dale Earnhardt Jr., you know, he had this T-shirt that he remembers his dad having back when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He's looking for a 1979 Rookie of the Year Dale Sr., Dale Earnhardt T-shirt in the old Wrangler number 2 car, the blue and yellow one, and he wants this T-shirt, and he's put a all-points bulletin out for all these different people saying, hey, if you find this thing, get a hold of me. I got to have this T-shirt in an extra large. I don't want a reprint. It's got to be original, and I want it to be an extra large because he's going to wear it.
I guarantee you somebody will find that for him.
766-9370.
Now, as tight of a tightwad as you are, what would make you? Because I'm guessing your holy grail item is going to cost money. It's going to be something expensive.
That's the thing, man. I have so many holy grail items. That's the thing. I'm really into old stuff. I've got stereo stuff that I collect. I mean, I've got old skateboards. I've got a lot of stuff, and I look at a lot of stuff. The past fascinates me far more than the future.
No kidding.
I don't know why, and I don't know if it's something that old people go through. But to me, the history, the past, far more exciting than what's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stuff was built better. You know, stuff was funner. Stuff was just, it was different back then. And I think what it is, it's the, you're never going to get it back again. You know, tomorrow, I can go out and get something that comes out tomorrow. That's easy. And if I don't want it tomorrow, I'll get it the next day. But I'm talking about the old stuff. It starts getting further back in the rear
view. I don't know if necessarily you can say that, because the way the world works now, if it was old, you can get it back again.
Yeah, you can. It's never been easier to find old stuff if you got the money.
Not the way you're talking.
Yeah.
It's a reprinted, reproduced
version. I don't
want
that.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what it was.
Everybody that collects stuff or looks for things, they always want the original. What I'm going to do is I'm going to spin the screen around.
Okay.
And I know you're going to think this is silly, but this is something that I find myself looking for most often than not.
I don't think anything that someone's prized possession, their highly sought after holy grail item, I don't care what it is. It could be socks. It wouldn't be silly. I would be like, all right.
Yeah.
Unless it's something that you don't do or you don't ever take part in.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, I could see radio stuff. I could see like a golf club. So I could see like a car.
Yeah.
Like if it be like something motorcycle-ish or something boat-ish.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Something you don't do a lot of.
Yeah. Oh, I got a Holy Grail boat that I'm looking for all the time, too.
You do?
Yeah.
I kind of thought something along these lines maybe on your
list. I got Holy Grail. I got any category of anything.
There's you got a Holy Grail car.
There's a Holy Grail. I don't even have a car. I've got Holy Grail cars.
Several.
And the only thing that keeps me. See, that's the thing. When you get into the cars, you get into that stuff, it's not fun because all my Holy Grail cars are just too damn expensive.
You know, well, that's why they're Holy Grail.
If I were really, really rich, they wouldn't be Holy Grail. You know, this thing I'm going to show you is different because it's cheap, and it hung on the center of my bedroom wall forever and ever and ever, and I don't know why throughout time I've never been able to relocate it. And when I rolled it up and I kept it, it was ripped, and it had like orange scotch tape on it because I tried to repair the scotch tape because over years it just got old. It was a poster, and you know I'm doing my testosterone room.
Yep.
And I've got all these posters in there, and it's all done, it's all decorated.
He was reframing things and having stuff put in, you know, nice frames to hang on the wall.
Yeah, and the one poster that I can't find in original form that was always mine, and I can't find it. I don't know where it went. It's this, and I'm going to spin this around and show it to you.
Oh, not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and this is a silly Holy Grail item, but I look for it a lot. Because
it's not at all what I thought.
I want to find this, and I want to reframe it. And what it is a Fonzie poster from Happy Days, and all it says is, "Hey, sit on it." The Fonz, because the Fonz always told everyone to sit on it.
Sit on it.
Yeah. And all it is his face in an old cartoon turntable picture in his dumb leather jacket, Henry Winkler, as the Fonz. And this thing was front and center of my room my entire life. Every morning I woke up, I saw it. Every night I went to bed. And it's just dumb. And now it's become kind of funny, and I want to get it so I can frame it and put it in my testosterone room.
The gray things in the corner, is that part of the picture, or is that something that this person is holding this down with?
No, they put weights on the poster to flatten it out so they can show you the condition it's in.
Because I was unsure if the entire brown edging, if it was all part of the picture.
Yeah, no, that's just the poster. And I look for it all the time.
Odd little thing.
And I remember it came from a Kmart down in Modesto. I told my mom, I want that poster. And it was probably, you know, 75 cents. She bought it. We came home. She put 4 thumbtacks in it. I was happy as hell. And it sat there and sat there for years and years, and then it would fall down, and then I would tape it, and then it got ripped, and I had this poster, and I want to get another one, and I want to frame it so it could go in the testosterone room. As corny and crappy as Fonzie was when I look back now, back when I was a kid, man, that was the coolest dude on the planet.
Would you take a reprint?
I would, and there's some other posters that I will get that are going to be reprints, but for some reason, this one, I want it to be original.
Awesome.
It's got to be.
That's
and
awesome.
If you can find it, it's about $85. And to me, as a grown man, I know that that's a stupid, stupid purchase. It's too much money.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter when it comes to this kind of stuff.
But I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it. If I can find an original, I'll pay big money for it. That's my Holy Grail item. I got to have that back.
I don't think they much things about posters or artwork or, you know, I don't even think about things like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's funny. Everyone's Holy Grail item is something a little different. I like
that. I've got piles of stuff, but that one there, if I could find that, man, that would really just bring my room together.
I bet you could get that. I bet you should start looking around on Amazon. I bet you could find a company that would reprint.
I don't
old
want to reprint
things like
though.
That.
I don't want. I want original.
Man,
that's
you
the thing.
You get an original, dude. I mean, you're going to get real lucky to find that one.
Yeah, here's something else I did to that poster that wrecked it too. When I was a kid, I'd lay in bed at night and I had this squirt gun and I would squirt them.
Why?
Like I don't know, when I was 10 or 12 or whatever, I had this little like machine gun squirt gun thing, and I don't know, I was bored and I wanted to see if I could shoot the poster when I was laying down, so it had all these dried, rumpled, tumpled watermarks in it. I wrecked it because I don't know, I was just being stupid. I'd squirt it with a gun.
Do you want the wrecked version?
I want my original version if I could find it, but
would you put that in a frame, hang it up?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that would be even cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
So
dang, that sucks you don't have it, dude.
Let's do one of these quickly. Tony, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good, Tony. We're good, man.
You know, you've mentioned it a couple times, but mine's Hot Wheels, and I really don't know why, except for maybe I lost most of mine throwing them at stray cats, but I'm always looking for Hot Wheels, eBay, garage sales, whatever I can do to find the old ones from the late 60s and early 70s.
Yeah, I love Hot Wheels, and I've got quite a few.
You got hundreds.
I've put them on Facebook before. I've got all the cool red lines, and I got the poison pintos, and I got some cool ones. I should snap another shot and
you
put
need
them
to.
Up.
You need to show them. I mean, yeah. He's got an awesome, awesome collection of them.
I love the Hot Wheels, so I feel you there, because Hot Wheels, man, I don't know what it is. I don't care if you're 60, 16, I don't care what it is. You put Hot Wheels out on a shelf, and guys come over, even chicks or whatever, you're out in a garage, and you got them displayed. You got to touch it. You want to pick it up and you want to flip it over and look at it. There's just something about a Hot Wheel that just makes you feel good.
That's hilarious.
Oh, they're great, but you know what you need to do is give me your number so I can come by and buy this collection from
you. You see, though, that's the thing with Holy Grail items. Those, not for sale.
Yeah, he ain't going to come off them, are you, bro?
And I thought I was going to give them to my son when he was, you know, he had a whole bunch of them.
They don't want them?
Well, he's 16 now. He doesn't even play with his. And then I was like, I'm not going to give these Hot Wheels to my kid. That was the thing, is I was going to save them and give them to him. I'm like, I'm not going to give them to him. He's going to take them out and ruin them. So
yeah.
I let him look at them and all that stuff, and he looked at them and he touched them a little bit. And I'm like, no, okay, these are back to dad. And then he quit playing with his, so now all his are mine. So I've got, like, honestly, I bet I've got like 2,000 Hot Wheels.
Jeez.
Like, I've got just tons of them.
And they are heavy. You pack Hot Wheels away. I mean, you get enough of those guys in a box. That's a heavy box.
Oh, yeah. You can see the sheetrock in my garage up in the attic. It kind of bows where the Hot Wheels are.
I bet so.
It's crazy. Here comes Phil Collins, 93.7 The River.